Welcome back to Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. If you had any one of a number of medical imaging tests, say an MRI or a CT scan, you might not be aware of the doctor who is working behind the scenes to develop your diagnosis. Your doctor may consult closely with the radiologist, but you might never even meet that member of your medical team. Dr. Rourke Stay is a radiologist who has taken steps in his career to bring radiologists more into the foreground of medicine. And we spoke with him after he published a blog post with tips on how to read a radiology report. Dr. Stay, welcome to Sound Medicine.
Thanks for having me.
So we're going to be talking a lot about radiology and radiologists. So we better start out with telling us what radiologists do. How are they trained? What kind of insight do they have into the human body that our primary care doctor or other specialists might not have?
Sure, that's a great question. Radiologists are medical doctors. Most of us have done residencies where we do 5 additional years of medical training. And we are doctors specifically trained to look at images and to make diagnoses on those images. A lot of patients don't realize that behind the scenes, like if they have an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI, there's actually a radiologist behind the scenes interpreting all those pictures and trying to synthesize everything into a coherent diagnosis. And so radiologists are really critical members of the healthcare team that are sometimes sort of, as I said, behind the scenes and sort of in the shadows. But radiologists definitely make a huge impact. If a patient comes into the ER, for instance, and they have a head CT because they ran into a goalpost when they were playing soccer, it's really the radiologist that's looking at those images and making the determination whether there's any blood in the brain or whether there's anything concerning. And so the patient, their sort of triage of whether they go home or whether they're admitted or whether neurosurgery has to emergently come and see the patient is really made by the radiologist.
So how often do you talk to, I would imagine it depends on a case-by-case basis, but if you're talking to the primary care doctor or the emergency room doctor or the oncologist, I mean, how much communication do you have back and forth?
We have a large amount of communication with the ordering physicians, be it ER doctors or, as you said, oncologists or surgeons or whoever. We absolutely have a responsibility when there's an emergent finding, like if someone's lung has collapsed or somebody has some kind of perforation of their bowel or something that's emergent, we absolutely just pick up the phone and immediately call them. But even beyond that, there's a lot that goes into some of these more complex cases where we really discuss lots of things with the clinician in order to clear up matters, because we all sort of add things. We add the expertise in the imaging, but we haven't examined the patient. We haven't listened to their lungs. We don't know the whole medical history. And so having that interaction with the clinicians is really key to getting patients the best outcomes that are possible.
So you would usually do whatever the scan is, the X-ray, MRIs, ultrasounds, whatever, and then you would get the medical history on the patient?
Yeah, we are sort of at the time that we read the images. For instance, if we were reading an ultrasound of the abdomen, we would be given a clinical history, say abdominal pain or right upper quadrant pain, that is provided by the clinician. And we use that history, and then sometimes we're given other access to the patient's medical history, but there's other times where we'll find something that's, say, something that might be abnormal and we're not sure, or something like even as simple as an ultrasound and we don't see the gallbladder. Well, maybe the patient had a cholecystectomy or a removal of the gallbladder, but we might not actually have that history. And so sometimes just talking with the clinician and saying, has this person had their gallbladder removed, can clear up some confusion so that the patient doesn't ultimately get stuck in this spot where they're not sure what to do.
I'm speaking with radiologist Dr. Rourke Stay. He runs Lightbulb Radiology. That's a consulting service that offers second opinions on MRIs and CT scans and other types of medical imaging. Does the radiologist ever speak with the patient?
We do, and actually it's the American College of Radiology's hope that radiologists will speak with patients more and more. The most common example of a radiologist speaking with the patient is with mammography. A patient gets a mammogram, a screening mammogram, and it might show an abnormality that the patient gets called back for what's called a diagnostic mammogram. And when they come back, obviously patients are very concerned about what the test shows. And a lot of times radiologists, like right then and there, will talk to the patient and tell them, hey, you know, we did these additional images and there's nothing wrong. You're free to go. You're free to come back in 1 year for a screening mammogram. Or other times, if there's something that's concerning and needs a biopsy, certainly the radiologist will speak with the patient directly. So they're not just told, oh, you need a biopsy. It's kind of a little bit poor form for that to happen that way. Radiologists do a lot of different procedures, like image-guided procedures. For instance, if there's a small mass in the liver or in the lung, and they want to get a biopsy of it, we actually will use a CT scan or an ultrasound to guide us as we stick a needle in and biopsy that tissue. In those scenarios, we clearly talk with the patient before and after the procedure to let them know what we're going to do and what we hope to accomplish. And then there's just other assorted cases where patients and radiologists will interact. You know, a worrisome mom might come in with their 10-year-old that tripped and hurt their foot and really wants to know, is this broken, before they go home for the weekend or whatever, and we'll often talk to the patient and potentially even show them the images so that they understand what's happening.
Would you like the patients to play a greater role in the process? I mean, you know, would you like them to obtain a copy of the image, or do you think that would be helpful in any way?
I think that it absolutely, the more patients have access to their reports and the more they take ownership of the imaging that they've had, the better it will be for their overall healthcare outcome. And I say that because there's just so many things in medicine. You know, your doctor can take a complete history, he can do a complete physical, and he can order a test, but that test is still like a single given piece of information, and it really needs to be pieced together with all the different aspects of the patient's history. And really, it's the patient himself or herself that knows their history better than anybody else. And a lot of times, particularly with complex medical procedures or tests, like for instance, a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, we see in very fine detail every organ in the abdomen and pelvis, the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, the kidneys, and we often find little things that we can't say with perfect certainty that they're nothing to worry about. And in those scenarios, we often will say to do another test or to follow it, or if it looks, you know, particularly worrisome, then to biopsy it or have it removed. But the patient, if they have ownership of their imaging and they really sort of understand what tests they've had, they may be able to actually add something to the report, and not literally add something, but for instance, if you found some little lesion in the person's liver, like a little cystic thing in someone's liver, and they may know, you know, when I was 25 years old, 20 years ago, I had a CT scan and they said I had this little thing in my liver and they told me I probably don't need to worry about it. Well, if the radiologist that was reading the current study had access to that old study, they may be able to make a definitive diagnosis. Because they know what imaging they've had and they know what's happened to them, it really can clarify things.
And it jogs your memory. I mean, I was thinking that, you know, there's some things that we just to forget until you see that little spot and you go, oh, yeah, I forgot about, you know, because you're so busy with whatever it is that brought you in for the imaging that you forget those little things. Let me ask you one question that's kind of going back to when patients are looking at their reports. What are some commonly misunderstood words or concepts that tend to trip lay people up when they try to read these reports on their own?
I don't know if there's any specific words, because really, like, if you just took an average exam, like a cervical spine MRI, and had a patient try to wade through the report, you would talk about, you know, the spinal cord. The patient would obviously, like, understand, well, the spinal cord is important, and I don't want it to be compressed. But then you'll talk about, you know, uncovertebral spurring and neuroforaminal stenosis and the location of the cerebellar tonsils and retrolisthesis and anterolisthesis and all these words that are difficult for, you know, why would a patient know all this medical jargon? I certainly think the patient should get a copy of their report because, as I said, I think it can end up adding things. But it could be a little problematic if they just go to the internet and type in the words and try to figure out what those words mean because it's obviously in the proper context. And so I guess in a short answer, there isn't like a specific thing that trips them up. It's really just overall difficult and overwhelming to read.
It sounds like. Well, Dr. Stay, it's been great talking with you. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you having me.
Dr. Rourke Stay practices radiology in Columbus, Georgia, and we posted a link to his blog post on Kevin MD. It's on our website. Just go to soundmedicine.org.
Girls of radiology, you know they see right through you and they see right through me. Girls of radiology.